Question 1. Where are places people in your country go for a day out? We are fortunate enough in China to have a wealth of options when it comes to places to go for a day out. In general, I would say that either people go out to cool places in the city, or people visit magnificent areas out in the countryside. For example, it is often very common for people in the city to spend the day at museums or in shopping malls. Sometimes people even like to stroll around the center of town, visiting delicious restaurants and exciting bars. On the other hand, it is also common for groups of people to plan whole days out to national parks or ancient heritage sites. There are so many sites of beautiful nature and historical buildings in China that you could never run out of places to go. Question 2. What are the reasons why people want to have a day out? The average person nowadays lives a stressful and high-pressure life. Therefore, people like to have a day out so they can have a break and find some distraction from their daily pressures. Well, the truth of the matter is that often people have just as many pressures at home as they do in their working lives. So, when people have time off, they want to have a day out to get away from their homes and their workspaces. For example, by visiting a park and surrounding yourself with nature, the change in environment can do wonders when it comes to relaxing and relieving stress. In general, people want a day out to get away from the stresses of daily life. Question 3. How do people have a day out while staying at home? Sometimes, for a variety of reasons, people don't want to or cannot leave their homes on their days off, but they are still able to have a day out. For instance, there are many people who are so tired by the end of the work week that they just want to stay home and relax. Another significant example would be during lockdowns in the recent COVID-19 pandemic. Almost everyone had to spend their days off at home. In this context, having a day out simply means spending the day in a way you cannot normally during the work week. Some people may spend the day watching movies. Others like to play video games. Some people like listening to music and cooking their favorite meals. There are all sorts of ways people can have a day out while at home. Question 4. What is the influence of the weather on the enjoyment of going out? It is noticeable the difference in the general mood of everyone around you when the sun is shining and the weather is good. Well, it is impossible to deny the significant influence of the weather on how much people enjoy going out. For example, when it is sunny and glorious out, everyone seems to be in a cheery mood. In good weather, people like to wear their favorite clothes, visit their favorite places, and have fun with each other. However, when the rain is pouring and it is very windy, everyone has to wrap up in layers and most people do not want to be outside. This puts most people in a bad mood and it is hard for people to enjoy themselves. Question 5. What is the difference between going out alone and going out with friends? Everything is more enjoyable when you are with your friends. Yes, there is a time and a place when it is good to be alone, but in general, it is always more fun surrounded by those you consider friends. Humans are naturally social creatures, and we enjoy the company of others. So going to restaurants or going to markets or the cinema or any public place is greatly improved by the addition of good company. When someone is out with their friends, whatever they are doing feels more like an event, and the day is always more memorable. In contrast, going out alone can often be lonely. So, I think going out with friends is always more fun. Question 6. What is the importance of spending money in making a day out enjoyable? It would be nice to say you don't need money to have a good time, but honestly, most of the fun things to do cost a little money. For example, when a young person goes out with their friends, there are many expenses that make the day more fun. They may want to stop off for some bubble tea during their walk, or go to a street market and find a delicious snack. These things cost money. Also, most places cost money to visit. You need tickets for the cinema and some museums. You need to buy food and drink at restaurants and bars, and any shop you go into normally expects you to make a purchase. To be honest, there is very little you can do if you go out without spending money.